Talk to me about what's happening with Dipset. I'm hearing
what's happening? You heard
there's
something?
Some mending happening. So evidently, I guess Cam and Juelz have squashed some. Cam and Jimmy have squashed their problems.
Yeah, no.
Where does that leave you in this?
Cam and Jim have definitely spoke. Me and Jim have talked about, you know, getting everything together. You know, putting the past behind us. And you know, at the end of the day, like with me, just like I told E, I always used to tell everybody, I never had no reason to hold no personal grudges. Mm-hmm. I was always willing to move forward. You know what I'm saying? It was just a situation that, at the end of the day, I just got to worry about my future now. So long as I'm not putting myself in a situation that's, you know, that's gonna, you know, affect my future. You know what I mean? I'm cool. So at the end of the day, I'm willing to be a big person and, you know what I'm saying, put whatever I got to put to the side. And you know, the fans want an album, we could do that.
I like that attitude.
Yeah. Oh,
I never got the impression from you that it was, personal as Jimmy and Cam's problems were. Maybe at that time. You were young. You got in. You felt maybe. Did you feel? I got the impression that you felt you were taking advantage of a little bit.
I definitely felt like some things you just weren't right, and I definitely put it out there for us to get right at a time, and it was just kind of like still. So I had to just.
You have to also feel like they gave you.
That's the one thing I always do. That's why it's no reason for me to sit back and feel like an extra. Oh no, I would never do this, and right. I would never do. Or just because I can still, or feel like I maybe still be able to be relevant in the game, whether I do that situation or don't do it. It's like, well, I'm going to be on some. Nah, they got it. I mean, it's not really with that. I respect the fact that, you know, he brought me to the water. You know what I'm saying? I respect the fact that, you know, he extended that arm, and at the end of the day, that's something I can never take back. But still, it's like a blueprint. You draw up a blueprint for the building. I mean, the blueprint was drawn up, and Cam definitely drew it, but I definitely laid down a lot of
bricks
and bricks on top of bricks on top of right. bricks to help that building just be the way it was.
But now you can all sit at the table from a different place.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, we all bosses. You know what I'm saying, and long as we got that.
Okay, Joe.
That's the key word right there.
You know, I'm grown up now, so you know what I mean. And I'm sure everybody knows that I've always respected other people's position. Mm. I know. So there's certain things, like I said, it's like with me, it's a little bit more easier because I've never been the one.
So when
just,
you get word that those two are mending.
Mm-hmm.
What is your feeling? How do you feel? Like,
what do you mean? When I heard it, or are you talking about like now?
When you first heard that was happening?
What happened when I first? I'm gonna tell you exactly. I was like a fan finding out,
kind of really?
Like, because it was like a word. That's what's going on. That's happening. I mean, you know, I hadn't spoke to Jim when it first happened.
Yeah, from like,
it wasn't like this. I'm gonna say it like this. It wasn't like, because me and Jim talk. So me and Jim talk. So he would let me know. Like, but it wasn't like he told me that was a move that he was gonna make. So I knew it. It was like I kind of heard it through the internet, and it's the same type of way. Then I spoke to Jim. Like, you know what I mean? He was like, yeah, you know, I spoke to the homie. You know what I'm saying? But like, just like you said, Cam and Jim's situation that they had was totally different from me and Cam's situation.
Got it.
You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So whatever they had to talk about, it wasn't like I needed to be there for that, because they had their own situation.
Right.
Then me and Cam had our own situation. So that's pretty much what that was. So it was like, you know,
so
I was happy that they were able to do that.
I'm not trying to apply any pressure or anything. I think at Summer Jam, you're going to come out and do your thing. But
definitely.
I mean, is there maybe a small possibility that...
I don't know. D'Angelo, I mean, I don't know.
I'm just wondering, with all of this in the air.
That's why he said trick or treat.
Trick or treat. You might get tricked, or you might get treated.
Well, yeah. Whether it gets all the way
either
fixed.
Either way, though, it's going to be a beautiful
saying, whether,
show, man.
Whether it gets all the way fixed by that point or not, I'm glad that you guys are at least in a better place.
Yeah, it's to the point where now nobody really have to worry about the, you know, we all got our, when it comes to the business, we all got our own, we all in a good space. Like, I'm in a space to where, you know, I don't, if I let somebody take advantage of me now, it's because I let it happen. So I can't complain about nothing like that ever right. again. Before it was like I was real young, so I didn't really know no better.
Right.
Now I'm to the point I'm in the space. So like I said, if it's about just making music and creating an album, you know, I'm
you're
with
in.
It. Let's do it.
You're in.
I'm in.
Nice.
I like that.
All right.
My bonus, Juelz.